The Final Word. On September 8, 1995, the last episode of TV Nation aired. The following night, at the 47th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, TV Nation won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Informational Series. In accepting our statue, we thanked General Motors, General Electric, and General Murdoch. Without them, we wouldn't be here. There is a popular misconception that TV Nation was canceled. That was never the case. We were only ordered for 8 episodes each year as a summer replacement series. It took us 8 months of work to produce just 8 shows, so it would have been pretty tough to have been a weekly and maintain our level of quality. Despite the unprecedented amount of fan mail it received, Fox decided against ordering any future episodes of TV Nation. However, they did ask to meet with us to consider other projects we'd like to do. In late 1997, we shot a pilot for a late-night show for Fox. It contained typical TV Nation-type segments. I tried to give Bill Gates a housewarming gift at his $60 million home. We tried to find Joe Camel a new job and other stories like that. And it included interviews with Sheryl Crow, Jon Stewart, director Kevin Smith, and O.J. Simpson. That's right, O.J. It was the first time he faced a live audience in the 3.5 years since the murder of his ex-wife. It was a riveting hour, and as we're recording this, it's anyone's guess if this show will ever be seen by the public. In March 1998, we received some good news. Channel 4 Television, one of Great Britain's major television networks, agreed to finance 16 episodes of a new comedy reality show. Michael Jackson, the former head of BBC 1 and 2, and our original champion, had taken the job as the new head of Channel 4 and immediately offered to bring back our show. So, we said yes. He's also agreed to produce a new late-night talk show, an independent film series which I'll host, and 2 new feature films, one fiction and the other documentary. It was an incredible show of support for what we do on television. Channel 4 is currently negotiating for these programs to air on American networks. Kind of a cool reverse foreign aid package, don't you think? We learned a lot from our experiences working on TV Nation. Network television is a minefield in the battle between art and commerce, a battle in which commerce virtually always wins. We negotiated our way carefully through that minefield and came out on the other side with our conscience and sense of humor mostly intact. We wonder, though, as we look back, why more of television doesn't aspire to something better than sitcoms about upscale friends or families where a black orphan is raised by a widowed white dad. Don't the executives read their own rating sheets? The top 10 shows in any given week are productions like ER, Seinfeld, 60 Minutes, Dateline, Frasier, the smarter shows. People don't want to watch dumb TV. Hollywood should take that cue and start producing more risky and subversive television. TV Nation did no better or worse in its time slot than any other show that has occupied its spot in the past or since we went off the air. And while we never made it into the top 40, we did a lot better than Cheers or MASH or Seinfeld did in their first year. We closed our last show with the first idea I pitched to the executives at NBC in that original meeting back in 1993. A Consumer's Guide to the Confessional. Because I believe that there's a better chance than not that we'll all have to face St. Peter one day, I chickened out on confessing my sin in 20 different churches. Instead, I asked my fellow recovering Catholic, Janine Garofalo, to perform the experiment. She was convinced that she was already doomed for Haiti, so she enthusiastically agreed to go to all those confessionals. She confessed her sins, lightning didn't strike, and Janine went on to star in the movies. The ratings for that show were among our highest. The staff, as it had on previous show nights, got together to barbecue and watch the show at our home. We had our usual laugh when we saw who was sponsoring that evening's show, AT&T, Coca-Cola, Burger King, Sara Lee, and we toasted each other for surviving all the hard work. That night, we all felt that this may have been the best work we had ever done, and we wondered if it would make a difference. To us, it wasn't just a TV show. It was a video Molotov cocktail that we threw into a medium we hoped to shake up a bit. Did it work? Well, it did. If you yourself feel like turning off this tape right now and going out and raising a little hell.